Hello and welcome to The Bullhorn, a local news podcast brought to you by the Utah Statesman.
I'm your host, Jonah Hansen, and we'll start off with an article written by Taylor Kripe about how there's now a COVID testing center open at Maverick Stadium. Utah State University announced on October 13th that it was going to be expanding COVID-19 testing for employees and students on the Logan main campus. And according to the press release, USU's new testing site is going to be in Maverick Stadium. That's the football stadium for anyone who doesn't know. But testing is free to both students and employees and is now funded by the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. According to Public Information Officer Emily Wheeler, USU is now able to process tests in its own labs. USU has already been doing testing at the Student Health and Wellness Center, but they had to process their tests elsewhere. Students and employees who do not have symptoms can now schedule their test through Aggie Health. Anyone who has come in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID will be asked to wait 5 to 7 days after their last contact with someone who tested positive before being tested. So that's pretty dang cool that we have our own COVID testing center and that we'll be able to process those tests right away here on campus. But now we have another story about Aggie basketball and how we are optimistic for the new season by Braden Rigby. Here's a little sound bit from Braden Rigby.
My name is Braden Rigby, and I'm a columnist for the Utah Statesman. I think it's fair to say that a short while ago, a lot of Aggie fans weren't very optimistic about the chances of watching sports at USU this year. Well, sports are back, and I couldn't be more excited to hear that there will be a basketball season. I had the opportunity to talk with head coach Craig Smith about the mindset the players have had going into the season despite all of the challenges that this year has brought.
That's right. There's no question that watching basketball games will be different this year. Obviously, fans will not be able to pack the stands like before, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be every bit excited for this season as we have been for others. Although we no longer have Sam Merrill this year, we still have tremendous talent, like Namias Keita brings as the center, and Justin Bean as a forward, and Brock Miller as a point guard. We also have multiple incoming freshmen who offer incredible potential to aid USU in continuing the team's success. Talking about competitions, USU and BYU students have teamed up to create the perfect roofing system. Marin Boyer wrote a story about a team of students which consists of USU student Kimball Goss and BYU student Grant Hagen and another student from BYU, Todd Paskett. They designed a tool to make roofing more effective. It began with an idea Todd Paskett had in hopes of making roofing, quote-unquote, cool, end quote. Paskett started this design and labeled it the Primus Roof Removal System. In 2017, Goss and Hagen joined Paskett on their roofing journey. The Primus Roof Removal System, according to the Collegiate Investors website, is roof teardown made easy. Replacing a roof can be a laborious and time-sensitive process. The Primus Roof Removal Tool aims to fix this by using a self-propelled roofing teardown tool. The system is designed to increase teardown capacity by more than 75%, saving contractors significant time and money. So this competition that the students are going to be part of is hosted through the National Inventors Hall of Fame. And the competition also has teams from Johns Hopkins University, Tulane University, Rice University, and Stetson University. Well, guys, we wish you good luck on this. Bring a good trophy home for Utah State University, okay? Don't even worry about taking that trophy to BYU. We know where it belongs. Finalists will present their inventions on October 28th, and winning teams will be announced October 29th. So this next story is kind of fun. According to Dara Lusk, there are five activities we all deserve gold Olympic medals in. I'll give you a countdown of these. Number five is saying, I'll put it on my list. Ah yes, the infamous list of movies and shows to watch and books to read we all have. Dara Lusk says that we put this list right next to our pet unicorn stables and the Tooth Fairy's mountain of children's eroding teeth. Yeah, that's where I keep my list of things too. Don't worry, Dara Lusk, you're not alone. And then number four is selfie craze and selfie regret. How often have you looked in the mirror thinking you're the next top model for Vogue, but the next second you take a photo of yourself and realize you should never, ever send that photo to anyone you know? Because me too, guys. And what are the top three things we all deserve gold medals in? Find out yourself by picking up the latest issue of The Statesman or going to usustatesman.com. For this next story, anyone who listens to this podcast that is Christian or has Christian friends, please go and read Taylor Cripe's article, Mental Health and the Christian Church. It takes a dive into how many churches aren't providing their members with resources for those struggling with mental health issues. Basically, a study conducted by Lifeway Research, a ministry-based Christian group, concluded that the majority of pastors, 68%, believed that they already supply resources for mental illness. But the family members of those same ministries and churches, only 28% of them believe that their local church has adequate resources to battle mental health disorders. To put simply, churches are not getting the job done, even though they think they are. To finish up this episode for you, we got two top tweets for you. The first one is by @brownbocklet, who said, "This can't be the same brain I was using to read 750-page novels in 3 days during middle school." And @I'mPeterMorin said this, "I see your account went private. Good luck on the job hunt." Well, awesome. Those are some good tweets right there.
Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to find more information on our website, usustatesman.com. This was The Bullhorn.